The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Last time we spoke about best fiends, I was level 35. After a few more weeks of just recording boring old Alex here, I can now say I want level 103. I just can't stop leveling up these adorable creatures and smashing slugs. That's why this last episode is sponsored by Best Fiends, a mobile puzzle game designed for adults. And now that our season is coming to a close, I can make one final recommendation for all our puzzle lovers to download and play Best Fiends. A lot of work and planning goes into every round of our little game. And you know what they say, all work and no play makes Kay a dull boy. So I'll play Best Fiends so I can get a puzzle just for me every once in a while. If you're like me, which I know you are, it's time to engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Can you beat the puzzles? You did so well on this one.
So why not have the person that started the fire in here with Hammond instead of me?
Come now, Alex. You, me, and the audience all know that I do have that person in the room with Hammond. Tell the truth, or I will light this building on fire with you trapped inside. The police are close to uncovering the truth. I don't need this place anymore. You can tell the truth, or you can hope the audience finishes the crossword before the week is up. I'm not as much of a fire expert as you, but I don't think it'll take a full week for the flames to burn the room, and you to ashes.
Audio Media presents 5-Week Countdown.
So what'll it be, Alex?
I can't.
The fire's growing quickly. I don't think you'll have too long to decide.
But what about the game? This is cutting the timer short.
This is the game, Alex. This was always the plan in this situation. Our room is designed to escape before the timer runs out. You've still got a few days left on that clock, so escape.
What about the audience?
What about them?
You're doing this for them. And it's supposed to be interactive.
It still is. As I said, the mysteries have all been solved. We've had an overwhelming majority of people say that they want you to live for some reason. They've figured everything out already.
And so?
So now I put your fate in your hands. The audience wants you to live. I want you to live. Do you want to live?
Of course I do.
Then you know what you have to do.
I need to think.
Take your time. The fire's growing nicely. Can you hear it? Have you come to a conclusion yet? The flames are headed toward the vent.
The key.
Excuse me.
I need to find a fucking key and get out of here.
What?
Earlier, we asked about how to unlock the chains around our necks. You said a key was hidden somewhere else in the room.
In a passing comment.
Nothing with you is a passing comment. That's it, isn't it? I need to find the key.
I could have been lying.
You wouldn't. That ruins the game.
You've been lying to me for nearly 5 weeks. You don't think I'd lie to you once?
Fuck off. Give me the hint to find the key.
There is no key to find.
Fine. I'll find it myself.
Alex.
I'll tear apart this whole room. It's got to be here somewhere. In the bed? The cushion? Where's the fork? I need to cut it open. Nothing inside. Fuck! Is it in one of the metal legs? God damn it, where? The vent. No. I don't see anything.
Alex, I told you.
Enough. I've had enough out of you.
I think you...
Shut up! I know where the key is.
Do you?
You joked about it earlier, but you don't joke. You don't make mistakes, right? Because you're so goddamn clever.
If you say so.
I need a can lid, and part of the bedsheet.
What are you going to do with that?
Operate.
I told you, the key is not inside you. This isn't a movie.
It's inside Hammond.
Alex.
You shut up and record this. That's what you wanted, right?
This was not a part of the plan.
Sure it was. You have me in here, you have sharp metal objects, and a hidden key. I get it. And I know what has to be done. I'll find it. There was nothing.
I told you there wasn't.
I looked all over. I'm covered in his blood, and I couldn't find it. I'm going to die here, aren't I?
You don't have to.
I can escape. Right now.
Right now.
What do you want me to tell you?
The truth.
I can't.
Do you smell the fire, Alex? Can you see the smoke coming out of the vent?
I can.
I don't think you've got long left.
My name is Alexander Wayne. I was born in Essex, London in 19...
Is that really what it's come down to?
What? I'm trying to tell you what you want to know.
You're going to sit there in the corner and die in a fire like a coward.
What the fuck else am I supposed to do?
Stand up and confess.
I can't.
You can. It's your time, Alexander. Either that or you die ironically in a fire with a chain around your neck.
Ironically?
Yes. Just like them.
Like who?
Melissa Parker. Heidi Fleming. Crystal Mayer.
Stop.
Vivian Turner. Maggie Hunter.
Stop.
Kelly Holt. Megan Jeffries.
Stop!
Was it a sexual thing for you? I mean, it was always women. I'm just assuming because of the chains.
So you were telling the truth this whole time?
Of course I was.
How did you find out?
I told you. I'm very good at putting the pieces together. Dennis.
So... This whole time... I suppose I can drop the accent, huh?
You're really quite good at it.
Oh, it took me a long time.
I bet it did. And forging your immigration paperwork?
Also not easy.
Dennis Berenger, the boy who didn't die in the fire.
God, it's been so long since anyone's called me Dennis.
Why did you do it?
My parents or the fire?
Both.
I hated them. They treated me like a monster. I live in a fucking cage until I was 9 years old. And they let me out to go to school. And the doctor like I was a normal person. Like we were a normal family. And they put on a front for my entire childhood. And then I finally had enough.
Maybe they should have kept you in the cage. For the sake of those 7 women.
If I wasn't a monster before, then they made me what I am.
A serial killer.
I was going to say diagnosed sociopath.
Our audience is clever. There's a Morse code message that's been playing in the background of every episode. Someone decoded it after episode 1.
So that's what that light buzzing was. Spelling out serial killer.
Exactly.
Impressive.
So after you faked your death, what did you do? You resisted killing.
I had no real desire. I had escaped my parents. The murder didn't come until later. Until after Hammond killed my wife.
That's called devolving by some. Or maybe it was just your trigger.
I was happy, you know, with her.
I know.
I was on medication. And then...
I know.
They say sociopaths can't feel any emotion. But we can still tell when you're supposed to feel something. That's a learned behavior. And I had learned to push past my dark thoughts.
And then, after the accident?
After the accident, I needed to feel in control. I needed that rush. You know what I mean. You killed Hammond, and you did it so nonchalantly. It couldn't have been your first time. I knew you and I were more alike than you let on.
You accidentally burned down Hammond's hardware store, along with your house fire. It led him to drinking, and he killed your family in a hit and run.
Oh, the irony.
Then, you killed others because of it.
A drop in the ocean.
Your large action led to dozens, if not hundreds, of ripples.
It is fitting, you know, that after everything, all this, my fucking suffering goes back to the fire with my parents.
You can't outrun your past.
Is that why you were physically torturing me? Because you knew?
Yes. It's why I've been so hard on you. It's why you deserve to suffer. And it's why you deserve to die in the same way you killed those victims.
So you never planned to let me out, even if I confessed?
Personally, I did not. I was hoping the mysteries would remain unsolved, and that you'd die here.
But?
But once again, I've underestimated our audience, in terms of their aptitude for puzzle solving, but also in terms of their compassion. One of our audience members even said that you cannot fight fire with fire.
Meaning what?
Meaning the audience knew your secrets weeks ago, and they still want you to live. So, you get to live.
You're kidding.
The door will be unlocked in less than 1 minute.
Fucking hell, Kay.
The key to your chain rests within reach, taped to the back of the door. Goodbye, Dennis.
You're a psycho, but you're a man of your word. I knew I liked you. Bye, Kay. I'll fucking remember this. I'm gonna get out of here before this episode has time to air. I'll need a new name. Maybe something with a K in it, in your honor. You hear that? Fucking hell. Mexico, here we come. I need some daylight after this.
He's in here! This is the Illinois Police Department.
Get down on the ground.
Dennis Berenger, you're under arrest.
No. What is this? No, my name is Alex Wayne. You've got the wrong guy. This whole place is on fire. We need to go. Please, just get me out of here and I'll explain.
There's a back room here. There's audio equipment. And what looks like a smoke machine.
Smoke machine?
It's secure.
No. I heard the fire. I smelt it.
There's no one here. Get the rest of the squad in here. We're scouring every inch of this place.
Check for sources around the property for logging purposes.
Oh, Special Agent Hughes. So close on my tail, huh? Do you think the information I gave to David Watson about the location of my white room was just a slip-up? No. Don't worry, friends. I gave the police the address. They'll also get a recording of Alex's confession bright and early tomorrow morning. As for the facility, there was no fire, just smoke and mirrors. Hell, this season, I was never even there, and we don't need that small white room anymore. I've been saving up for a new place, thanks to our ad revenue and your contributions on our Patreon page. As I said, I have grand plans for round three. See you soon. Please recommend that a friend play along or leave a review on iTunes.